Brian Broderick is a former journalist and computer programming pioneer, and 2 years ago he lost his sight. Since then, Brian has been benefiting from Charity Alone's befriending service, and even now in lockdown, Brian is thriving, and he's been using technology to start a podcast on a variety of topics, including writing and philosophy. Today, Brian joins me on the line to speak a little bit about his new passion. Hello.
Hello. Nice to hear.
It's lovely to have you on. You live in Ireland. How have the last few months looked like for you?
Well, I was already in kind of isolation because having lost my sight 2 years ago, this whole experience was new to me. So I was already, to a large extent, isolated. So it wasn't as huge a change for me as it was for people with sight. It just meant I couldn't go anywhere because I needed help both with navigation and I needed help with communication. So even though I'm well retired and a widower and a grand old age, it seems to me that with plenty of my cognitive facilities still intact, I had to ask myself, what am I going to do with my life? I can't read my email anymore. I can't read or write. So it occurred to me that perhaps I'll start making podcasts, because I've had a long career in writing. So that was the background to podcasting.
Because you have quite a unique, I guess, range of topics, because there's everything, as I said, from writing to philosophy, which is, I don't think, something you see that often on the podcast platform. So you are offering something new and something fresh.
The most interesting one I have is the one I know something about is the writing one, because I spent 60 years writing and writing changed my life. And the title of the writing one, which can be found on Spotify, Writing to be Published. And what that actually means is there are reasons why one writes, and three, in fact, in my case. One, which made my late wife very happy, was to make money. The second was to get a better job and to help improve one's job by getting certain kinds of books published. And the third, which came in my old age when I started doing voluntary work, was if you wanted to advance some kind of ideological or some kind of political agenda. For example, if you were doing human rights work, which I was, if you wanted to try and rectify miscarriages of justice, you would write not for money, but you'd write in the hope, and not only in the hope, in the expectation that large media companies, such as the BBC in my case, would actually then come and take up the story.
And was it hard to adjust to creating these podcasts? Because, as you said, you've lost your sight quite recently. And obviously, there is a little bit of technology when it comes to creating them and also when it comes to uploading them online.
First, as you already mentioned, I have a lovely friend called Carly, who's more than half my age, who is a young mother with three small children. She visits me each week, or she used to visit me. And now during the pandemic, she visits me over Skype. But she does all my emailing for me. So, in other words, if I want to contact a commissioning editor in a radio station, or I want to contact somebody like you, she would go online and search for you and do it for me. So I have her, which is a great help. Now, when it comes to making the podcast, I have a highly articulate and tech-savvy daughter who's a journalist, and it's much easier for Grania to hand me some device that I could just simply speak to. So the important thing was learning how to upload them. In the first instance, my son, who has his started as a kind of hobby, he has his own YouTube channel. And on the channel, it may seem like an oxymoron, because the podcast is basically his audio, and the YouTube channel is camera, it's filmed. But you can put up a podcast, but what you simply do is you put up a photograph or maybe just a small clip, and then you put up the audio version of the podcast. But if you want to get onto the really big platforms such as Spotify and Apple and so on, you have to go through a process. Now, I can't say this is the only process. What I can say is this was how it worked for us. We found a platform called Podbean. And on Podbean, we discovered that you couldn't put up one podcast. You had to have at least five in what's known as a playlist. So in addition to my main podcast, which was the Writing to be Published, I did four other, somewhat maybe more trivial, and in one case, more philosophical. And the moment my son uploaded the five, magically the screen lit up with buttons on it that weren't there before, including a button for Spotify, a button for Apple. And as he pressed each of those buttons, all five were uploaded onto those various platforms. And one other thing which is important is that I can't tell you how many hours a month we get free, but we get so many hours a month free that there's no way I'd ever fill them. It's far more than the 2 hours or so that my five podcasts take. So there's loads of free space available.
And what are you planning on doing in the future when it comes to the next episodes of the podcast?
Once again, this is the frustrated or repressed writer, journalist within me, is that I'm tempted now to make a documentary, because I've made documentaries before. And not only have I made documentaries, but I've used YouTube to influence people like the BBC. And then the BBC has come and made its own documentary, but included me in it, where in two occasions sent camera crews over to my house in County Wexford, and where I will talk straight to camera. See, one of the documentaries I'm thinking about is making it with another man who's a little bit younger than I am. He's only in his 70s, and he's a philosopher. And I thought of making a documentary with Carly, my friend, in the law. We talk about philosophy and our life, and we talk about life and death and how we feel in old age and so on. And to make that two organizations that are helping us, both alone and another organization which looks after home carers, both of those have offered to supply camera crews. So we have a choice. We could make our own using, and all is free, of course. We don't have to pay for this. Or we could actually advance it to the stage where we actually get someone like the BBC or somebody like RTE to come and make the documentary, because it's much easier for us simply to sit there and talk to camera. Then all we have to really do is come up with the idea. Now, all of this has been made very difficult with the pandemic. That's the problem. And that's why, for the moment, I put the documentaries on hold. And for the moment, I'm concentrating on podcasts.
So if we wanted to follow your podcasts or just keep in touch with you, what are the best ways to do that?
One way would be to go into YouTube and look up Rothery, Rothery Media. But the best way would be to simply to go into Spotify or YouTube and the key in Writing to be Published. And my name is Brian Rothery, Rothery. That's my 60 years of experience of writing to be published.
That all sounds amazing. I'm very excited to actually catch up with all your podcasts. And we are also chatting today about Charity Alone. Now, this charity is based in Ireland. And if you live in Ireland and, like Brian, would like to get some friendly catch-ups with volunteers from their befriending service, you can find more information on alone.ie, or you could also email them, and it's hello@alone.ie. But in the meantime, as fascinating as it was speaking with you, Brian, I'm unfortunately going to let you go, but hopefully we'll catch up again soon when you're working on your documentary.
Hope so. Look forward to it.
Brian Rothery, thank you so much.